Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school, big school. You have to be the best to get paid.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. And today we're going to be joined with the North Texas Mean Green standout defensive back, Nate Brooks. He's going to call into the show, and we're going to find out what this young man brings to the next level. He was also invited out west after the season concluded. He was invited to play in the NFLPA Collegiate Bowl. He was also second team Conference USA, arguably could have been first team. His teammate, Mr. Hall, was also a first team defensive back. And one other thing to add to Mr. Brooks's resume is he was also one of the top interception guys this past season. 6 INTs, only 6 others had 6, and only 2 others in the FBS had 7. So when he gets after the ball in the secondary, he's definitely making plays. But as promised, Nate, welcome to the program. We appreciate you joining us. Can you believe your time at North Texas has kind of come and gone, and now you're preparing for the next level that they call the National Football League?
No, not really, man. It's only been kind of crazy the last couple months.
Nice. Now, for you, I mean, kind of take us back. I mean, did you play Pop Warner in the day? I mean, when did you – you know, what kind of athlete were, I guess, growing up, what kind of athlete were you? Were you that kid scoring 5 or 6 touchdowns every Pop Warner Pee Wee game?
Yeah, I played running back, so they just gave me the ball pretty much every down. I played a lot of sports as a kid, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think my first sport was, like, soccer. Then I got into, like, T-ball and stuff like that. Before I found football.
So just an all-around athlete's a fair enough thing to say.
Yeah.
Definitely. So, now let me ask you this, Nate, because I mean, so you're growing up playing all kinds of sports. You finally get to high school. How do you kind of start finding yourself as a defensive back, and then kind of take us through high school and even with the recruiting process leaving high school, what were teams looking at you as?
Once I got to high school, I really wasn't trying to play defensive back. I wanted to play quarterback. But our head coach said they'd move me up to varsity sophomore year if I played corner. So I just went ahead and tried it, and then I found a love for defense. And in the recruiting process, really, I didn't get too many looks. I mean, I only had 2-3 offers. And really just a couple coaches took a shot on me and believed that I could be a playmaker.
Well, you're definitely a playmaker. I mean, did you play for a bad school? I mean, were you a little bit undersized coming out of high school? I mean, out of White House? I mean, how did you kind of get passed by? I mean, because obviously the skill set is there.
Coming out of high school, I was real small. So I was like maybe 5'9". 145. I was real small. I didn't have the size to necessarily be a big D1 prospect. But like
Definitely
I said, a couple coaches saw that I had the capabilities and the potential to be a big player, and they took that chance.
Definitely. Well, the capabilities and the potential are there. Once again, Nate Brooks, the standout Mean Green defensive back here on the C2P. If you folks miss any of these shows in their entirety, you know they're free and available at iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, and then we have a full bio at CollegeToPro.com. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about Nate as he makes his path towards this 2019 NFL draft. So you were invited out west. You got to play in the NFLPA game, a collection of the top seniors in the nation. What was it like? I'm sure exciting to get that invite. And what was it like to kind of get out west and start really kind of, you know, going on one-on-one with scouts and kind of picking up what they want from you?
I was excited, man, just to be out there with some of the top athletes, some of the top schools that I've only watched on TV. It was great. And then just to be around the scouts and them asking me for interviews and stuff like that, it was very surreal. I came into it not thinking I was going to get any interviews by scouts, but, I mean, it was complete opposite. It was just a great experience.
Nice. And just something to put in the back of your mind, we've been doing this show a lot of years. Sometimes it's the teams that don't show any interest in you that are the most interested in you. So just something to think about as we stay count down towards April 25th. I'm just saying, say such and such team has really been blowing up your phone. You might be thinking, hey, I might be going here, but it might be the team that shows you the least interest, that's most interested. Let me ask you this, Nate, because you had a fantastic senior season. You also had an INT in the NFLPA game, which I'm sure just had to, you know, put you over the moon in terms of, you know, showing up and doing your thing. I mean, kind of take us into how are you so good at getting the quarterback to make mistakes when he throws it your way?
I feel like it goes down to play calling a little bit. Our coach, he put us in a lot of positions to make plays, so all we really had to do was just do our job, and the quarterback would just really throw them to us sometimes. We had a pretty good pass rush. I liked our D-line worked hard for us, so I like to give them a little credit. And then just me knowing the game a little bit, I felt like my knowledge of the game and my football IQ was – a great part of me getting a lot of those INTs.
Definitely. Well, you had six, and as we mentioned earlier in the program, I think six other guys had six in the FBS, and only two had seven. And then you also had one in the NFLPA game, so seven on the season. Pretty special stuff. I mean, are you a film junkie? Kind of. What makes you so good? I mean, is it instincts? Is it film study? I mean, is it a combination of all that kind of? What makes you the guy that teams are going to kind of covet moving forward?
I would say it's a combination of everything. I watch a lot of film to pick up tendencies and everything, but I also like to harp on my technique a lot. Like, I'm a big technique guy. I want my technique to be perfect. So I would say it's film and technique, and then my instincts. I feel like I just have football instincts to read routes, read route combos and read receivers and breaks and stuff like that. So I would say it's a combination of all three.
Nate, does anything go unnoticed? I only ask this question because we know scouts and general managers, those guys like listening to some of the shows as well. I mean, and granted, they're going to do a lot more research than just our program right now. But, I mean, if they're listening in, I mean, is there anything that goes unnoticed that they can't pick up on tape? I mean, maybe leadership qualities. I mean, you mentioned the film study, maybe you're a weight room warrior. I mean, what are some of the things that are just, maybe just character? You come across as a great young man. What are those things that these guys need to know about? They might not necessarily pick up on tape.
That I'm a workhorse, and that's on and off the field, whether it's in the weight room. If I needed to be a certain size, I got to that size. If I needed to lift a certain weight, I would work hard to lift that weight, and then in the film, I watch a lot of film that a lot of people probably don't know, but I watch a lot of film on my own just because it helps me, you know, get a feel for the game, get a feel for our opponent. And then I feel like leader-wise, I like to help the young players a lot. I'm big with helping the younger guys, whether it's with technique, a coverage, or just anything, just in life, anything. I'm a big advocate for helping other people.
Excellent, man. I'm sure that's what teams want to hear. And I'm sure the sit-downs, you kind of know how the procedures went when they're grabbing you in the lobby and here and there out west at the NFLPA game. I'm sure those guys had to walk away very, very pleased with the way you come across and the knowledge of your game and the way you carry yourself. And obviously,
yes,
you know,
sir.
The the play on the field speaks for itself, but it's just nice to know that the back end on the personality goes kind of goes hand in hand with the player that they see on the field. Now, you guys were stacked, and you gave all the credit in the world. I mean, I love just the unselfish way you've basically described your team and the coaches putting you into the right places. For those Mean Green fans that are listening in, I mean, what was it like playing with that bunch? Who was your closest teammate? Maybe who was the fiercest teammate on that defense? Kind of take us through some of the stuff that we wouldn't know about unless a guy like you were there playing in the system and could reveal it.
Some of my best teammates were everybody in that secondary, or everybody on the defense really, but in that secondary, we just got real close in the last couple years, man. Just from everything that happened, I mean, we got scrutinized for the last couple years because we were allowing a lot of points and everybody was pointing the finger at us. So we just got real close and really just grinded, all of us together. We were all just grinding on our own, grinding after practice. During the summer, we were just all grinding and getting close together. And then all my seniors, all my everybody that I came in with in 2015, those are my guys. I mean, we went through a rough season our freshman year, going 1-11, and our coach getting fired, and everybody just uncertain on what was going to happen with our scholarships, or what the new coach was going to say when they came in and saw us on film and stuff like that. So just from going to that point to this point, I'm just thankful, man. I'm thankful for all my teammates, all the Mean Green fans that stuck with us from that 1-11 season to now, and thankful for my coaches for believing in me.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Nate Brooks, the Mean Green standout defensive back, second team Conference USA, arguably could have been first team Conference USA if it was that good, and that would have paired it up with his teammate, Mr. Hall. I'm sure that had to be a bittersweet pill to kind of swallow. You know, I mean, the season you had, I mean, it doesn't get much better, but hey, that just gives you that appetite for bigger and better things to come. We only have a few minutes to go, but I'm sure you're training. I'm sure, you know, you could be on campus or at a facility. Do you know when your guys' pro day is? And if you are working out, where are you kind of getting dialed in at to be your best?
Our pro day is March 28th, so got a couple months, or a little over a month.
And how about working out?
What do you mean working out?
I mean, are you training at school? I mean, are you working in a facility, kind of where you're getting ready for, like, combine-type prep stuff?
I'm in XPE in South Florida, in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, working with Matt Gates for just pro day training, getting all the drills and all the testing and stuff, right?
Man, that's hey, you're at a great, great place. How long you been down there?
This is January 3rd, so a little over a month.
All right. I don't want to go personal. I don't want to go that personal on you, Nate, but there are people listening in. But you've been down there for over a month. Do you see yourself looking in the mirror a little bit more as you start to really kind of get fit and trimmed up?
Yeah, I have. I've gotten a couple comments about my arms getting a little bulky. But I try to stay out of the way too much, man.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, our final minute, we got a couple more. We always like to say it's called three and out, a couple lighthearted questions. Are you ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah.
All right, now you played defensive back. A lot of folks say that is the defensive diva position opposite of those wide receivers. Are you chatty out there when you're playing DB?
I used to be, but not anymore. As I got older, I got out of that.
All right. How about nicknames? You have a nickname, a crazy nickname by your teammates?
Everyone calls me 6180D. That's my nickname.
Nice. How'd you get that?
It started as a joke with we got one of our tight ends. His name's 6'5 Chum, and he had it as his Twitter name. So everybody changed their name to their height and weight on Twitter, and it just kind of stuck.
Excellent. And then the final one, we've been asking this question for a long, long time, for over a decade. If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, Nate, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Oh, I had it in my head, too. I want Ariana Grande.
There you go. Her name comes up quite a bit.
Nate, fantastic show, fantastic college career. I can't wait to find out how things shake out for you in April. But, again, we always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is the standout DB from the Mean Green, Nate Brooks, here on the C2P. Yeah.